Following the passage of an Arctic cold front last night, temperatures have taken a nosedive across the area today. Combine that with the gusty wind, and it's resulting in wind chill values that are near or below zero heading into tonight. The snow is quite interesting. Most of us did not see a lot of accumulation, a covering to an inch or two across most of the region. The snow amounts were heavier, basically through extreme eastern New York and the higher terrain, and then the higher terrain of western New England, where some spots saw 4 to 5 inches of snow as that front came through. Well, the front is off to the east. We are tracking a few snow showers at times moving into tonight, and even some lake effect snow farther west. So keep that in mind if you are traveling, especially west of Utica. Otherwise, it'll just be cold coming up tonight. Temperatures will be generally near or below zero across the North Country, and basically in the single digits to around 10 from the capital region on south. But when you factor in that wind, the feels like the wind chill values are going to be below zero. So if you have plans tonight, you'll definitely need to dress warmly, dress in layers, and be sure that your skin is all covered up to be protected from that wind. Heading into tomorrow, things are looking pretty quiet, still quite chilly though. Temperatures will be only in the 20s coming up tomorrow with some teens north and west. We are looking at a blend of clouds and sunshine. It'll be a little bit cloudier north and west of Albany, and in those areas there is the chance for some light snow or snow showers, and a few squalls are possible, especially well west of Albany as we go through the day tomorrow. It won't be as gusty as today, but there will be enough of a wind that it will still have a wind chill impact. So we're still talking about temperatures that feel colder than what the thermometer says tomorrow. Then our focus turns to a storm potential on Sunday, and it looks to be wintry for much of our area. The storm itself will track somewhere near the northeast or into the northeast. So we're likely to have a round of snow Sunday into Sunday night. Now, we are likely to see a mixing line, a transition line come in from the south later Sunday into Sunday night. Right now, it looks like odds are pretty good that area south of I-84 will change over to rain. It's possible that line will lift further north, though, maybe up to I-90 or so. So we'll have to see about that. But it's definitely looking quite wintry, especially across the North Country on Sunday. More on that over the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, breezy, and cold, low 5 below 0 to 8 above 0. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow or snow showers, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy and cold, low 5 below 0 to 8 above 0. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Sunday, cloudy with snow likely. Snow may mix with rain to the south, high 30 to 35. Monday, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.